Good afternoon, it's 4:30 and 80 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Chaz Jenkins.
And I'm Keneally Roberts.
The city of Moorhead is investigating some issues created by logging projects downtown.
A local tattoo parlor collected school supplies for an area elementary school.
Contractors began two Kentucky Transportation Cabinet Highway projects this week.
Final preparations are being made for the 2019 Kentucky State Fair.
In sports, Rowan County boys soccer team begins regular season play tonight.
Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight, sun and clouds mixed, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with lows around 70. Wednesday, partly cloudy skies, high of 86. Wednesday night, mostly clear skies with a low of 66. Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 85. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 63.
The city of Moorhead will be hiring legal counsel regarding a logging project on Knapp Avenue. The council made the motion after a packed city council meeting last night. Many residents of Knapp and surrounding streets attended the meeting to voice concerns on the logging, which they believe is contributing significantly to recent flooding in that area. Sandy Gullett is one of the residents who addressed the meeting. She talked about an incident she had with a worker at the site after she took a picture from a neighbor's yard.
And as we turned to walk back down Knapp Avenue, he kept coming towards us. And it made me very, very nervous. And I have not walked up there since that time. And I just feel like my neighborhood has been taken away from me.
The city agreed that some form of action does need to be taken, and hiring legal counsel will help find what steps can be taken in the matter.
For the first time in 30 years, Moorhead City Police Department now employs a female officer. Chris Cox was sworn into office this morning after spending several years as a Kentucky State Police Trooper. Cox grew up in Moorhead and is excited about working close to home.
I know everybody here, I know everybody on the city. Like, I always worked with them when I was a trooper. And KSP, I love KSP, you know, great agency. But when you think of Moorhead, you know, local and just everybody here gets along so well. It's just a great community to work in.
City officials say Cox was the best candidate in a pool of applicants for an open officer position. She will begin patrolling this week.
A local tattoo parlor helped gather school supplies for McBrayer Elementary School in Moorhead. Back Alley Tattoo offered a free $250 tattoo for an individual who brought paper, pencils, and other supplies to the shop. People who donated were given one ticket for every $5 spent on supplies. Shop owner Mike Davis says at first he was trying to help his daughter-in-law stock up her classroom.
I can't even begin to think of how much stuff she was buying out of her own pocket, and they're not getting reimbursed for any of this stuff. And I thought it was absolutely ludicrous that they can't write any of it off on their taxes. It was just ridiculous to think that, you know, you got to rely on the teachers who make nothing, and they gotta come out of pocket for this stuff for these kids.
Davis says they gathered enough supplies to supply several classrooms with needed supplies. Because the drive was so popular, Davis also gave away an additional $100 tattoo and $50 tattoo.
State education officials have warned a teacher shortage could impact Kentucky students, but a new report by the Louisville Courier-Journal finds that the numbers may not be as bad as they seem. WUKY's Josh James has more.
Kentucky's top education official, Wayne Lewis, has sounded the alarm on a statewide teacher shortage in the thousands. But a journal investigation found many of the vacancies being cited have already been filled. As for Fayette County, 367 teaching jobs were posted on the state website. But district spokeswoman Lisa Deffendahl tells the paper the district considers only 28 certified jobs vacant. It's a pattern the news outlet found in Louisville and across the state. State shortage numbers not matching up with the actual job openings in districts. A spokeswoman for the Department of Education said the state is aware of the issue and has been intentionally pointing to the number of positions posted, not the current number of vacancies. She said the department has been clear in its messaging. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
Contractors begin two Kentucky Transportation Cabinet Highway projects this week to pave Kentucky 7 in Carter County and Kentucky 10, more commonly known as the AA Highway, in Lewis County. Department of Transportation District 9 spokesperson Alan Blair talks about what motorists in Carter County can expect as construction begins.
Contractors hope to begin Wednesday on some paving on Route 7. It's a microsurface project, which is basically very similar to paving, except it's a thin layer of a polymer-based blacktop. They'll be paving about 5.5 miles of Route 7 between the 1496 intersection at Grayson Lake all the way to the Little Sandy River Bridge in downtown Grayson.
After work is finished in Carter County, contractors will move to Lewis County to resurface 8.6 miles of Kentucky 10 in Lewis County from Little Trace Branch west of Garrison to the Lewis-Greenup County line. An exact start date for the Lewis County project has not been set.
A community health center in eastern Kentucky is reflecting on its 14 years serving rural residents. Karen Ditch runs Juniper Health, a community health center in Lee County. The center is one of 24 federally funded health centers in the state. Ditch says before her clinic in Beattyville opened, residents had to travel long distances to visit a doctor, dentist, or mental health specialist.
I can remember very vividly, and I can see it in my mind, people literally coming through the door and crying because they realized, number one, we're here to serve everybody that walks through our doors, regardless of their ability to pay, and that we had a sliding fee scale that was affordable to them, and that they could get, some of these folks in their 40s and 50s were receiving health care for the first time in their lives.
The Juniper Health Community Center has grown from 17 members to 100 workers.
Final preparations are being made for the 2019 Kentucky State Fair. The Kentucky Expo Center is expecting thousands from across the state to attend the 10-day event that opens Thursday. Ian Cox is a fair spokesman. He says they have a plan for Kentucky Kingdom attendees.
On the 17th and the 24th, Kentucky Kingdom is open to the general public. On these specific days, we will be allowing patrons to access only via Gate 2. If they are season pass holders, they will not be charged for parking for Kentucky Kingdom.
Louisville police encourage fairgoers to arrive early and with patience. Fair admission is $10 per person, with kids under 5 free. Parking is $10 a car.
4 people in Moorhead are facing charges after children were found in dangerous living conditions. State police arrested Laura, Philip, Justin, and Verlin Davis on Friday. Troopers say they were called to a home on Manier Road for a complaint. Police say they found terrible living conditions, as well as evidence of child abuse and drug use in the house. Officials say several rooms were unable to be entered because there was so much garbage. Investigators say the children had bruises, cuts, and scrapes on their bodies. The children's grandfather, Verlin Davis, is charged with criminal abuse and DUI. Laura Davis faces abuse and assault charges. Justin Davis faces one count of abuse, and Philip Davis was charged with wanton endangerment.
The mother of the Clay County child severely burned in a hot water challenge is talking about the case on the same day a suspect appeared in court. Authorities tell WKYT 42-year-old Angela Guth of Manchester had Billy Oliver at her home when Guth's child poured scalding water on him in July. Billy's mother, Patricia Oliver, says her son is able to attend school despite the severe burns he suffered. The 11-year-old still hopes to play football this season. Patricia said she felt she could trust Guth to do what was right in the situation.
It's really hard. It's a hard thing to swallow that somebody that you trusted didn't seek help for your child when he was hurting.
Guth is accused of not seeking medical help for Oliver in the immediate aftermath. She is charged with criminal abuse and wanton endangerment.
Berea police have made an arrest in connection to a Facebook marketplace rental scam thanks to a victim who set up the suspect. According to LEX18, the initial scam involved a person advertising an apartment or home for rent on the social network sales site. In each instance, the victim arranged to meet with the offender and pay them for the first month's rent in cash. The victims all met with a woman who took the cash and gave them a handwritten receipt. Then they never heard from her again. The police were contacted by one of the victims in the case. They told officers that they had located the suspect on Facebook and a meeting had been arranged. Officers located 18-year-old Caitlin Goines. She was in the same vehicle that other scam victims had reported seeing her in during the other fraudulent transactions. Goines has been charged with 2 counts of theft by deception. More charges could be pending.
Finally in sports, Rowan County boys soccer team is set to play their first game of the season tonight in Frankfort. The Vikings are coming off a 23-2 record last season, while the Wolverines of Western Hill High School went 7-8. After 8 players graduated last year, head coach Max Hammonds says the team's younger players have stepped up and continue to surprise him.
Aaron Smart and Dylan Nickiff have been huge for us in the defense back there, like in center back positions, and those two have impressed me the most. Riley Hutchinson's done really well, playing an outside defender, filling in at center back sometimes. Those guys have probably stood out the most.
Game time tonight is set for 6:30 p.m. The Vikings will host Bourbon County in their home opener on Monday. We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Round County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market, 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays downtown Moorhead on U.S. 60 near the City Park. The Round County Farmers Market offers homegrown fruits, vegetables, and baked goods. Accepting WIC and Senior Farmers Market nutrition vouchers and participating in the Community Farm Alliance Double Dollars program, supporting local farmers, the Round County Farmers Market is Kentucky Proud.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks soared after the U.S. decided to delay tariffs on certain Chinese goods while outright removing some items from the tariff list, reigniting hopes that Washington and Beijing could reach a long-term resolution. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 382.20 at 26,279.91. The S&P 500 was up 42.57 at 2926.32, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 152.95 at 8016.36. The United States Trade Representative announced that certain products, including clothing and cell phones, are being removed from the tariff list based on health, safety, national security, and other factors, and will not face additional tariffs of 10%. Other tariffs will be delayed to December 15th from September 1st for certain articles. Products in this group would include certain toys, computer monitors, video game consoles, and certain items of footwear and clothing. And retailers cheered the potential delayed rise in costs for apparel and electronics. Best Buy soared more than 6%, while Nike jumped 2%, and Nordstrom rose nearly 2%. And the Spider S&P Retail ETF itself was up 1.6%. Of course, trade negotiators from the U.S. and China held phone conversations today as well and agreed to discuss trade again in 2 weeks, this according to Chinese state-run media. The stocks were lower before this announcement this morning as the bond market raised red flags, fueling concerns the global economic slowdown could tip us into a recession. The widely watched 2-year to 10-year yield spread is now just 2 basis points, according to FactSet, and a yield curve inversion has been a reliable recession indicator watched by the Federal Reserve as well as many market experts. And the increasingly violent protests in Hong Kong and a crash in the Argentine peso also drove investors to perceived safe haven assets such as U.S. bonds, gold, and the Japanese yen in recent sessions. In the commodities markets, crude oil was up almost 4%, having its best day in several weeks at $57.06 a barrel. Gold was down 0.2% at $1,514 an ounce. In Europe, stocks had a good day with the Stock 600 index up 0.5%. In Asia, stocks were under pressure, with the Nikkei down 1.125%, and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong down 2.1%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was U.S. Bancorp down unchanged at 52.24, Marathon Petroleum up 6 cents at 46.41, UPS up 97 cents at 115.86, Lowe's up 51 cents at 96.59, and PPL Energy was unchanged at 29.31. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Keneally Roberts.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins. Now back to All Things Considered.